Well, Britain's Chancellor Rachel Reeves has handed down a high-stakes national budget overnight, which the government hopes will boost economic growth, reduce child poverty and ease cost-of-living pressures. Ms Reeves is under pressure from within her own party and from the business sector after weeks of government leaks, policy backflips and internal disputes over welfare and income tax. Analysts warn the budget may not be enough to restore confidence, with fears that sluggish growth and rising debt could undermine the government's plan. Anna Gross is a political reporter for Britain's Financial Times and joins me now. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me briefly, what's in the budget? What are the key points?
Sorry, the line isn't amazing. Let me try and move somewhere else. Can you repeat the question?
Anna, I was just saying, could you tell me briefly what was in the budget and what are the key points?
Yeah, so as you mentioned there in your intro, it was a heavily, heavily briefed budget. So there weren't any major surprises. The biggest measure, the biggest sort of revenue-raising measure, is a freeze on income tax thresholds, which essentially moves a lot of people, is kind of referred to often as a stealth tax, moves people into a higher band of tax payments gradually. And then that's going to raise about £8 to £10 billion pounds per year. And then there are several other kind of what's been referred to as a smorgasbord of other smaller tax increases. There's a mansion tax, so changes to the amount that increases to the amount of tax that people have to pay if they own properties over £2 million, gradually to the highest rate for £5 million. And then there's some quite technical changes to other things that sometimes raise quite a lot of money, like the amount that people can put into their pension pots, sacrifice from their earnings, their day-to-day income to put into their pension pots. There are changes to the tax benefits around that, which employers are pretty angry about. So there's lots of different interest groups that are going to be frustrated and upset about their taxes having increased. And this is partly as our Chancellor Rachel Reeves has tried to increase the buffer that she has so that, you know, to deal with any shocks or unexpected occurrences so that she can still meet her targets around debt.
Anna, what's the political context here at a time when the Labor government in the UK is deeply, deeply unpopular?
Well, you know, in the run-up to this budget, there's been a huge amount of speculation about whether this Labor government is going to be able to hold on to power, whether we're going to need to see a change of prime minister, potentially a change of chancellor. People are deeply up and down the country, there's a lot of frustration about some of the policy decisions that have been made. One of the biggest ones is around welfare payments. There was an attempt to massively slash welfare costs, which have been rising exponentially, really, and that failed miserably. It was there was a huge rebellion. Another thing to try and kind of cut payments that were made to for winter fuel for pensioners. Again, they had to row back on that. And increases in on taxes on businesses. That was a very deeply unpopular thing that was announced at the last autumn budget. So there's a lot of frustration at this government. And the other kind of important bit of context is that there's been a surge, an absolutely unprecedented surge in popularity of the right-wing kind of populist party Reform UK.
Is there anything in this budget that's trying to placate some of that political pressure, or is it actually focused on the economy?
So the two things that would are kind of trying to placate that. One is changes. A policy that was introduced by the former Conservative government around a two-child benefit cap, so capping the amount of benefits that people can receive so only people who have two children are able to get them. They've changed that, so they're hoping that they'll be able to win back some voters from that. And then the other thing they're really trying to hammer is the kind of cost of living measures that they've introduced. So they're reducing fuel charges for energy bills. So that's a big kind of retail offer that they're hoping will win over some reform curious voters.
How weak is the UK economy right now? How would you describe it?
It's definitely struggling. I mean, we have very, very low growth. We have extremely low productivity. But these are not issues that are isolated to Britain. They're across, a lot of Western countries, including, across Europe as well. I was at a briefing this afternoon by our fiscal watchdog, which is called the OBR, and they were saying, and they were being grilled about whether, is this the stagnant economic growth that we're facing here, that the low productivity, is it because of measures that have been introduced by the Labour government? And they were saying, I mean, if we're honest, these are problems that have persisted since the financial crisis and can be seen across a lot of the West. And, there's multiple different reasons for that, but absolutely, this is not a good moment for the British economy. And there's not a lot of hope on the horizon. We've got low growth. The OBR has actually downgraded our growth forecasts today. As I say, low productivity and extremely high debt levels, which makes it, gives the chance of very, very little flex for sort of changing policies or increasing spending in certain areas to enable kind of boosts to the British economy.
Anna, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
No problem at all. My pleasure.